excited!
KFMC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media Station.
ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Still 2 hours of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. A special shout out to Steve, the GM of the Houstonian, the premier hotel in the city of Houston, yeah, Texas. They were great for us. They've been involved with us backing our weight loss challenge.
Yeah, they were.
Salise has been great. Steve brought over a whole box of pastries that Nick has already gone 3/4 of the way through by touching with his fingers. Amanda and Cleo from the pastry shop at the Houstonian Hotel
are the ones
to pat on the back as well. Fantastic looking desserts that I'm sure the rest of the station will ravish through when we turn it over to them. But appreciate Steve stopping by as well. You got anything more social media wise? Because we already know that the 90-some percent have spoken, and then you also still mix in a few others.
And what?
Yeah, there's always a few others. They go normally to the deleted items, but...
Oh.
You know.
Yeah.
Hey, if you get a chance, by the way, go to sportsmap.com.
Hey, do that.
Barry, myself, and AJ...
Killing the game.
They're releasing a series of roundtables that we did this week that turned out really good, and then they went and released the bloopers too.
I just retweeted the bloopers. At Barry is funny if you want to see the bloopers.
They're fairly funny.
Pretty funny. It's pretty much all just you.
Yeah.
It's quote our bloopers, but since you were the moderator of the roundtable, it was just your bloopers.
Well, I mean, Sergeant Sensitive, when he gets going like on his own like mission in terms of what he wants, he can say anything at any time, and like you're mid intro to a video and he just barges in, you're like, oh, okay, all right, let's just start that with take number two.
It's good times. Go check it out.
So check them out. Funny. Those are good. Sports Map, by the way, is a daily check for you.
Yes.
It should be, because the content is fantastic on there. And I don't say that just because we contribute. There's a lot of great stuff on a day-to-day
basis. Mostly the stuff that I do is fantastic. And everything else
that's
is
once
pretty
every, what,
good.
4.5 months?
All right. You didn't have to bring that up.
Well, I'm just kind of throwing it. I just want to make sure I elaborate for the people.
Pink Valkyrie said, I forgot Barry said he loves Fort Worth. Blocked.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, whose loss is that?
Yeah.
Guess she won't. Well, she already got her tickets to the listener appreciation
Speaking of the listener appreciation party, the lap. I am out of tickets.
Are you?
I am out of tickets.
Are you in money?
I am in no money.
Why are you out of tickets and with no money, since you've been having an auction and a raffle, no raffle, auction all week?
I didn't sell a single ticket.
Which is what you were supposed to do.
I should have, but I tried to give them to people who, like I mentioned, have been supportive of me and my comedy and my radio and everything else. And for example, I gave one to Walt and his beautiful, lovely, awesome wife.
Okay.
Because they have been to probably more shows. They've been to more shows than you guys. They've been to more shows than my wife.
Way to carry the torch for us, Walt. We appreciate you.
But there were some folks that have, you know, like, dude, people that buy my shirts from shows and stuff like that. And if you supported me, I tried to give it out. Did I get everybody? No. So
Could
I realized.
You? No. Let's be real clear about that.
As much as
we want to take care of everybody, we don't get that many
Unfortunately,
tickets.
Unfortunately, no, I could not. And I know that there are people that have come to shows that I didn't get, and I am, from the bottom of my heart, trust me when I tell you, I'm very sorry. But I got 10. That's all they gave me, because if they would have given me 30, I would have given out 30 to people that have been supportive of me. But I just did the best I could do. And you know, somebody was like, well, I thought you were charging for these. And I was like, well, that would have been cool, but part of it was just so people would stop asking.
And they haven't, because, by the way, it's gotten down to groveling with certain people. And certain people forget that they...
I think he's just messing with
you.
No,
there's more than one.
Oh,
and I can show them to you. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
there's several, and you know them, but at the same time, some are groveling. Some forget that they pissed me off for almost 40 straight days when we first started doing this show. But at the same time,
what?
We've gotten to a better place.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that I have a short memory.
Right.
Because like you, we don't have that many tickets, and I want to make sure I take care of the most loyal, supportive, kind people that I've had support me since we started doing this little venture.
Right.
So Nick is the guy that's going to not only be selling his tickets.
Yeah.
Nick, can, as always, Nick can be bought. Nick's tickets can be sold. And Nick will probably manipulate the system enough to say, if you want to send a picture too, it could probably
Nick
help.
Nick has a list of 30 tickets that he can give out.
No,
so
I didn't say
y'all
that.
Need to hit him up.
You don't have to say it. He said it for you.
I've got two people that requested tickets. I've honored it. Courtney confirmed today that Dell and I do have
spots.
I told you that you do.
Do you get a full 10? Or do you just get kind of willy-nilly?
I didn't know there was a number. Yeah, so,
Nick,
yeah, we'll keep it at
Barry
10,
you
I
got
guess.
15.
Is we'll
it
keep
10?
It at 10 then.
Oh, you got 15?
Yeah, we'll keep it at 10. We'll
good
keep
for
it at 10.
You.
Yeah, tenure-wise, Nick got more than you.
We'll keep it at 10.
I got 20.
You got 20?
Yeah.
I've been here longer than you. Why the hell did you get 20?
More important.
I've been here for almost 6 years.
More important.
More important?
I mean, that's what they said. Those were their words, not mine. I just knew that once they gave me the tickets, I was like, bye.
This is not good.
Yeah, and that's your girl, Courtney, your favorite.
Oh, she's the one that said you were more important?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm in trouble now. They're going to take my face off the shirt and everything, and I designed it.
There's the other thing. You're going to start selling those shirts?
No.
Out of the back of your car?
No.
At comedy shows, hey, and if you want another shirt, I got a couple Usual Suspect shirts if you're interested. So yeah, Nick, I mean, feel free, like Barry was doing with taking the bids this week.
Yeah.
You could have pictures attached.
Feel free.
You could, you know, it's like the next match.com. You could just, what do you look like? You want to go to the show? You want to come see the listener appreciate? Yeah.
Not at all. Keeping it simple to the 10 name list and that's it.
Okay.
Slide up in my DMs.
Brett's.
See, ugh. That's how it gets started, and then it all gets messy from there.
Send him nudes, guys. Send him nudes.
Guys.
Yeah. That's why I'm... Thanks for reiterating.
Fellas.
The thing I just said.
Nick, fellas. There. The introduction's done, Nick. Now just all you need is the DM. You're good.
The thing I just said.
You know what? I'm going to live up to your billing.
Oh, my God. Thank you. This is just... Brad said, go ahead and send Barry's uppity ass back to Dallas. Not back to Dallas. Or no, he just said to Dallas. He didn't say back to Dallas. I mean, okay.
Okay.
You think he got room on the sports animal for me?
Isn't it the fan there too?
Is it? I don't know.
I think the fan is in Dallas as well.
There's the fan and the sports animal is in every city.
Pretty much.
Ever.
Yeah.
All right, let's get through some of these texts. Somebody corrected me from the first hour. It's the Grand 1894 Opera House in Galveston. Where my guy Robbie Bennett's going to be performing tomorrow.
So they don't get blocked.
As a matter of fact. Who?
They corrected you, but they corrected you with good
facts.
Information.
Well, I just didn't have the facts. So they just, they just supplemented
as
the knowledge.
As opposed to someone correcting your spelling. Misspelling.
Yes.
Not, which even though they're blocked. Right and they corrected you with the right information, they get blocked.
Not the same.
Okay.
Did y'all get your Westbrook jerseys?
No.
Not happening. Is Marcus Stroman off the table? No. Still on the table. We're just talking specifically about when we spent a couple of segments on DeGrom from New York. Joel has a source that suggested that might be something that the Astros are really
the
looking
leading
into.
Target, right?
Correct.
Right.
But other names are still on the table, especially if they, get cold feet about who the prospects they want to give up. So, but I just want to set that record straight. By no way, shape, or form are we saying that it's DeGrom and that's going to be. We were just speculating and talking as we always do. Based on some
Stroman right now, because of the fact that, like, in the case of Greinke, he has a no trade and the Yankees are on it. Stroman is one of the top candidates for the Yankees.
Yeah. USA Mike said, I hated the Rangers before, and then they did that crap with Harvey, and now I can't stand them.
There's another good point.
Exactly. I'm a Cowboys fan. I also root for the Texans to do good. It would be awesome Super Bowl. That's from Cowboy Trav. I do think that a Texans-Cowboys Super Bowl would be a lot of fun.
It'll be huge.
It'd be really cool to see that. As a kid, I always wanted to see that happen.
I think even though it would be basically everybody would bill it as a Texas thing, I think the whole country, just because it'd be kind of neat to see, an interstate rivalry on a national stage.
Right.
I think that'd be kind of interesting. And obviously, you could pull the Texans' first Super Bowl ever, as opposed to basically the same thing for the Cowboys, because it's been so long since they've been to one.
You ain't right.
Just throwing it out there.
You should not hate the Titans because Titan Hugo is their biggest fan. Now I double hate them. Titan Hugo.
Wow.
Do you guys want to do a time for the giveaway, by the way, like we've been doing the past two or three times?
Absolutely. So
for the lap,
we've got the listener appreciation party tickets. So we have guests coming up. So we're not going to do it in the first half of this hour.
Let's do this. Let's make it longer term.
That's what I'm saying.
We've been saying we would say, oh, we're going to do it in 20 minutes or 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So we know Robbie's going to join us at 3:30. Yesterday we did it at 2:20. Let's today do it at 3:20.
There you have it.
You want to do that?
For the
listener appreciation party tickets.
Okay.
That gives you an hour and 8 minutes to plan accordingly.
We got to give away the hunters.
I know!
But that's something we can just do on air.
Okay. Just making sure you knew about that.
I have it in my hand!
Way to go, Nick. He was in a good mood, and now look.
And you're yelling at me for no... But do it live!
He doesn't have his medication today either, and now he's gone medication? Off the rails, and it's all on you, sir.
I was just telling the people that were... Listen, Nick.
Here's the Jim Rome aspect of the shuffling papers. He's not happy right now. Way to go, Nick. You've succeeded once again.
I can't do this. I can't work like this. I hate those kind of people. They're like, I can't work like this.
Like
really?
What?
Like your job is so hard?
Yeah, like what?
Yeah, like what? Like you have to sit there and talk? Oh, poor baby.
But there's also the people that think they could do our jobs.
That's true. 3:20, we'll do the listener appreciation party. But right now.
Nick, that's how it's done by a true
professional. Staying quiet.
I'm staring at you.
I'm staying quiet.
As I hold the reed in my hand that you were yelling at me to do.
We just need to call. Courtney, could you calm your boy Barry down, please?
Hi, Courtney. Hi. Shut up, Nick.
Bad radio. Let's go.
All right, let's do this right now. We got the Hunter Extravaganza tickets going on. We'll give those away. The original Texas hunting show, it's back. Texas Trophy Hunters Association proud to present the 43rd annual 2019 Hunters Extravaganza at the NRG Center. August 2nd through the 4th, ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and three guests to the show. Wow, four tickets. Caller number 10 to 713-780-3776. You're going to win a four-pack of tickets to scope out the biggest and best in camo, blinds, feeders, ATVs, optics, game calls, and more. They've got alligators and snakes there. I'm going to go check that out.
Bing, bing, bing.
I'll be there on Friday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. making an appearance. So
a two-hour appearance.
If you're there, come say hi and hang out. And we can talk guns. I'm going to take my gun. No, I don't think they'll let me. But right now, caller number 10, 713-780-3776. You and three folks getting into the Hunter Extravaganza on August 2nd through the 4th. There you go.
Good job.
Thanks.
Any more? I'm trying to think of all the different sound effects because I remember Ricochet Rabbit when we were talking about cartoons the other day.
Bing, 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 bing. Yeah, no. Thanks for trying to distract me.
Those were just sound effects to enhance the read.
Is that what we're doing now?
We can.
It's on.
Fine, bring it.
It's on is all I'm saying.
You had to go crumple the paper again, didn't you? And you made it this time. Wow. All right, we got to go to break. We got much more coming up. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. At a Dunkin' Donuts shop. Sure enough, I got props from the kids on the hill. Plus my mom and my pops. I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. First half of the show wraps up after this one. Second half starts with a special guest. Lauren Conklin's going to join us from the Texas Trophy Hunters Association. She's going to talk about landing one of the biggest, brightest, and best names in Houston broadcasting to be a part of her show.
Do what?
Barry Laminack's going to be appearing as part of the extravaganza.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
Getting a guy like you.
I mean.
Corner of the market.
Big time celebrity.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad you recognize it
finally.
Good
luck when you get all that list together.
Took 2.5 years for you to recognize it finally.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone, Barry.
El Jefe said, so about these shirts, are they really going to have them at the listener party? That's the rumor, El Jefe.
Really?
Yeah, that's the rumor. You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, wow. Where have you been?
Oh, here.
Yeah, the rumor is, the rumor. This isn't a fact. This isn't a guarantee. But the rumor is the Usual Suspects t-shirts, the show shirts, will be available and ready to go for the listener party August 15th.
See, that's how rumors get started.
Now, that also requires Brandon to do his job, and I know he can hear me right now. That's not going to go well.
So, Nick, bring your Sharpie because you're going to be signing shirts the entire night.
Oh, boy, I'm going to be in trouble now with Brandon. What was I looking for? Oh, we talked about giving away the tickets at 3:20. So, at 3:20, it'll be caller number 20 for the two tickets to the listener appreciation party.
Okay.
3:20, caller 20. John Parker said he's already got his alarm set. So for the rest of you on the stream, you got plenty of time.
And
3:20.
We are not going to tell you when to go.
We're not. It's going to be at 3:20. You start calling. And if it's not 3:20, the intern's not going to answer the phone until 3:20.
Go with your phone. Whatever your, when your phone hits 3:20, start a dialing.
Yep.
That's how you're going to do that.
That's it.
So,
got it.
So Russell Westbrook press conference happened at 1 o'clock today down at Toyota Center. Can I just say, thankfully, the Rockets didn't invite the public, try and make it an all-day event, try and make it a bigger deal than it has to be. They just went to the press conference room and introduced him with the general manager and did it in a civil and very simple way, the way press conferences are supposed to go.
Why?
I'm good with that. Because they've done enough of those. Some work, some don't. But it's just,
okay, so who'd they do it last for?
Chris Paul.
And then before that, Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard. And then before that, Tracy McGrady.
Right. So of the four, who do you think deserves it the most?
Well, it's hard to say that now because Dwight Howard's fallen off the planet.
But at the time, if you take where they were at each point in their career, who deserves it the most?
See, that's not fair.
Because no, absolutely
is fair. If you take the body of work of their career,
don't
then
tell
it should have been
not
Chris
fair.
Paul.
Don't,
he's the point guard.
At the point that they came to the Rockets.
And the Lord said, rise up. He's the point guard.
At the point that each of those four we just mentioned became a Rocket, who was most deserving of a public display for their arrival on the team?
Clyde Drexler.
That wasn't a name we mentioned.
Oh.
McGrady, Howard, Paul. And
Harden
and
had one too.
Harden,
Harden
did
had
have one.
One in the lobby of the front entrance of the building where they let the public
so
in.
So add
as well.
Harden in there, but who's the most deserving?
Tracy McGrady.
No.
Yeah.
You got a guy that won an MVP and he's averaged a triple double for how many years in a row?
We don't know how he's
McGrady
gonna,
didn't do that before he got here. Harden didn't do that before he got here.
Titles? McGrady
okay.
Did.
Okay. Did he average a triple double and win an MVP? No.
But no one else did at that point either, so you
there's
can't put
no,
that against
nobody
him.
On that list had an MVP under their belt when they got
so
here.
So you're telling me you wanted a huge extravaganza for
big,
Russ.
Big time celebration. Big time. They should still be
so
out
you should
rolling
be ticked
around.
Off. They didn't do it.
I'm so mad. Actually, I didn't care, really, to be honest with you.
I figured.
Those press conferences are such a waste of time.
Especially now.
They're stupid. They're like, hey, do you think you guys are going to win? Yeah.
But
oh, okay. Are you? What's the goal? Championship.
He did
are,
have a funny.
Are you happy
I was
to be
say,
here?
Nick's got one where he went a little off the beaten path.
Are you happy to be here? Yeah. All right. That's it. In the press conference, we don't need anything else. What I could have done that for him in 2 seconds.
Are you going to play off the ball and pass to everybody when every chance you get and make more threes?
Are you going
to
work
next
on your
next question? That's when he brings out his next question.
Are you gonna work on your jump shot at all, Russell Simmons?
Next question. Are you stealing lines from other shows?
What happened?
Calling him Russell Simmons instead of...
I was combining
I know.
Ben Simmons and
oh,
Russell.
I thought you were just...
Westbrook. Okay.
Doing what they do at other stations when they just don't call him by the right name.
They don't?
No.
That's nice.
All right. So Nick did have a little bit off the beaten path quote from Russell Westbrook on his thoughts on Houston.
It's hot as hell. Tell you that.
That's
it's actually cooler the last couple days.
Tell that. But other than that, no, it's been great getting acclimated and figuring out a way to get the family settled in, and I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, it's a different change, but growing up in LA and kind of similar being a big city and living there in the summertime, but playing in one is definitely different, and it's going to be something I look forward to, and you know, it's exciting.
Well, I'll tell you what, if he thinks this is hot as hell.
Boy, wait till August.
Wait till tomorrow.
Is it going
to
be hot
yeah,
again?
Yeah, tomorrow it's supposed to be humidity no. back, cut it with a knife thick. It's going to be back to the
of
heat.
Of course, because I'm working in the yard tomorrow.
Yeah, wear the garden hat
oh
with the
gosh.
Big awning on
I
it.
Will.
Okay.
Wear
a shirt under the overalls.
Huh?
Wear a t-shirt under the overalls or a long sleeve shirt.
Why?
Because you'll burn. Just the overalls with
you
nothing underneath
they make
is
sunscreen,
a bad look.
Right?
Okay, well then get a tan.
I mean, I could wear sunscreen. That's an option.
And overalls with nothing underneath?
I don't wear overalls.
Nick, can't you see Barry wearing overalls in the yard?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
With no shirt.
Absolutely.
This is the visualization you guys have is
Hillbilly,
me in overalls
Hillbilly
with
Jim.
No shirt.
With the big hat.
This is what you, and you're, when you close your eyes, this is what you visualize.
Corn
me
top
without
pipe.
A shirt.
In high school, did you ever wear overalls but like let one strap down?
Hell yes.
BBD.
Did you?
They were cross colors overalls.
Wasn't that didn't Belle Biv DeVoe push that too?
A lot of that was just
that was the thing.
That was the thing at the time.
Yep.
Cross colors overalls, one strap down. I had the short set and the full length set. Of course, bro. What are you kidding me?
He still got them. He just wears them in the yard now.
What am I new?
Oh God. All right, we got half in the books and 90 still to go. It is the second half of the show coming up next after the break, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Second half of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an F Yeah Friday. It is Barry. It is Nick. It is yours truly, Joel. As we get into the second half with F for firearms.
There you go.
Hey, look
at
what
you.
I did.
Thinking ahead, Laura. Lauren Conklin joins us from the Texas Trophy Hunters Association. Lauren, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, I'm excited about Friday. Let's talk a little bit about this because you guys have some new stuff going on. I mean, this is the 43rd annual.
It is the 43rd annual.
That's crazy.
We're really excited about this year.
Yeah, so I'm there Friday, but I've got to tell you, I'm pretty excited about seeing the live alligators and Joe Martin's Snakes of Texas. That's pretty cool. You got a lot of stuff for folks to do out there, right?
We do. We try to have a little bit of something for everyone, to be honest with you. We want you to be able to bring the kids, enjoy the afternoon as a family. But, you know, just making sure that we have a little bit of everything. Some for the ladies, some for the men, some for the family. So, yeah, definitely attractions are huge. Our alligator show is amazing. Not only is it fun, but it's also educational. So we try to slip that in there a little bit for the kids. But they enjoy that. And we also have our snakes. And I have to be honest with you, I am so sorry. I have my baby in the background. So if you hear a nine-month-old, we're starting her out young, and she's going to be at the show with us too.
No worries. And speaking of kids, kids five and under get in free, but they're not the only ones that get in free. You guys allow active military and vets with ID to get in free. You allow police
absolutely.
And first responders
really
to get in free.
We appreciate our military, and we want to honor them. So we do free entry for military and first responders. And that's all weekend long. On Fridays, we have our free member day. So if you are a member of Texas Trophy Hunters, that's awesome. You get in free to the show. If you're not, you can sign up at the show and get in free on Fridays.
That's outstanding. Now, there's also another reason that you want to be a member of the Texas Trophy Hunters Association, and that's this new Locked and Loaded giveaway that you guys are doing, right?
Yes, it's huge. It's amazing. I was going over some of the prizes today. We have over $100,000 in prizes that we're going to be giving away. So we're going to do a drawing every single day. So if you go to the show and you sign up as a member, then, or if you're already a member and you renew your membership at the show, you'll get automatically entered to win. So it's pretty easy as far as that goes. And we'll do a drawing on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You don't have to be present to win. We'll let you know if you do win. But, yeah, we're going to do a drawing every single day and give away some really awesome prizes.
Yeah, I saw, like, hunting and archery gear. You got blinds, scopes, a lot of stuff on this list that people have the opportunity to win. Do they have time to become a member before this kicks off?
Absolutely. And, you know, I said if you join at the show, you can also join prior to the show. So the way the giveaway works, if you join from June 1st until August 18th, then you are automatically entered to win. So if you want to take care of joining before you get to the show, you can go ahead and do that. You can even buy your tickets online prior to the show if you want to skip the line. So we try to offer those conveniences prior to the show. So you have a couple different ways of entering. You can do it prior to the show, or you can do it there on site.
I like it. Now, you mentioned you've got stuff for the kids and stuff for the adults. Some of the stuff you have, like seminars, like folks that might be newer to hunting, they know they want to get into it, but maybe they don't understand everything or they're trying to learn. There is that opportunity as well, right?
There is, absolutely. We want to provide that education and be a resource to our members and our attendees, and that's what Texas Trophy Hunters is all about. We want, like I said, to be a resource. So, yes, we do have some seminars going on throughout the show. You can actually check before you get to the show if you want to check our seminar list. There's so many resources on TTHA.com. And when you get to that, just on the top tab, you'll see events. Click on that. Click on Hunter's Extravaganza and go directly to the Houston show, because we do have three shows throughout the state of Texas. Houston is our kickoff show. You can go to that website and pull up the show schedule and see exactly when the seminars are going to happen. And that actually happens in what we call our campfire area. Our campfire seminar area is really, it's like talking around the campfire. You know, we open it up for Q&A. We try to provide some educational information, but just kind of have fun with it. And you get to sit down with some of the speakers and just really, yeah, pick their brain and learn.
Yeah, I was looking at Friday, the date I'm going to be there, and so I'm there from 5 to 7, and during that time, you've got some Locked and Loaded giveaway winners that are going to be announced at 5:30. You've got the Proper Placement of Feeders and Blind Seminar, taught by Dr. Kroll, a.k.a. Dr. Deer. Well, that's how you know somebody knows what they're talking about. He's a doctor, Kroll, and he's a doctor in deerology.
Exactly.
So,
he's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, so that's at 6 o'clock. So there's a lot of stuff going on. How can folks get tickets, and how can they get more information about the Hunter's Extravaganza for 2019?
You know, there's, of course, you can go to our website directly, which is www.TTHA, that's for Texas Trophy Hunters Association, TTHA.com. Like I said, that's a great resource for information. The other great way to do it is check us out on social media. That's going to be your most up-to-date information. Follow us on Facebook. If you go to our Facebook link, which is just Facebook and Texas Trophy Hunters, then you can find our event page and go ahead and like the event. Say that you're interested in it. That's going to be the best way to get the most up-to-date information.
There you go. Lauren, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to this, and hopefully I'll get to see you there.
Absolutely. I will be there. I look forward to seeing you. Thank you so much for having me on.
There you go. Lauren Conklin, Director of Marketing and Membership, Texas Trophy Hunters Association. We gave away some tickets earlier. Hopefully we'll have some more to give away later on next week prior to my appearance.
Big time.
Well, you know, they give the people what they want.
Also, remind people again that keep asking about the listener appreciation party.
Yes.
320 is what we said, right?
Yes, 320, caller number 20. 320,
caller number 20. We will not give you the prompt to call.
No.
Watch your phones. When it hits 320, start calling. The interns answering the calls will not start until 320. They will finish when they get to 20, and you will have to be the lucky one to not fit in between. And hopefully you'll get to the 20th caller and you get to win. Because there's a special gift if you get in as a part of the show.
There is?
I was just told by Courtney that if you win your tickets to the listener appreciation party on our show, you get a t-shirt of our show.
Oh, so it's not going to be a John and Raheel and Lance and Dell shirt.
For the first time in our existence,
it's going to actually don't have be to live our show,
a different show, even if there's shows that are no longer on the station. If you remember those days when you and I would do a remote and they'd be giving away shirts
and they'd have
the show on it that we replaced. That was a good feeling.
And then we go into a remote and it was just John and Lance shirts or just the Blitz shirts. Yeah. And people would be like, hey, where's the Usual Suspect shirts? And be like, who?
Yeah.
And we're sitting right next to him. I feel like we've made it. I feel like we've arrived. I feel like the last year and a half of solid ratings has finally paid off for us.
I just loved going to an appearance and going, are you Ryan Russillo? No, he does the blitz.
I felt, you know what's going to happen now, though, right?
What?
Now that the shirts are out, we're going to get fired.
I mean, with the love that they have around here for the X610ers, nothing's out of the realm. If you read Twitter and some of the people that aren't there with us all of the time, they seem to believe anybody could replace
us. It's this is how it happens in my life. Like, when I got into paintball, I was just going and playing paintball. And then I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy a gun for paintball. And then I bought a paintball gun, and I've never played paintball since.
Your drum kit.
I my whole life I wanted to learn how to play the drums. My whole life, all day long, just banging on the table and pretending like I'm playing the drums. My wife buys me a drum set. 3 weeks, I played it. Never played a drum since again.
Money well spent.
This is how. Yeah, but don't tell her, please. God, I hope she's not listening.
Well, you know she's not.
I know. I'm lucky. She doesn't care what I do. She hates me, so I'm pretty lucky in that regard.
She's not alone in that regard either. But at least from a show radio perspective, so, we do our job.
So my home wife hates me and my work wife hates me. This is not good. I can't win. I don't know what else to do.
Just keep doing what you're doing. It's working. You're winning in other regards. Don't worry about all that. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We're in hour number two of the three-hour show. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Sergeant Sensitive is out today, Ryan Russillo. He's on vacation. So they shuffled the deck, and old Freddie Shark, Freddie is going to be hosting with Holly and Jermaine today.
That's going to be fun.
Should be.
You know what? I feel like I let them down last time I did it because Fred never asked me back.
I mean, I know what Fred feels like. So, with that being said, Jermaine Every,
I hate you.
Holly, going to be joining Fred in the Blitz today. So how about that? Why do you look confused, Nicholas?
I never know. Like, there's such a rotation of filling hosts right now.
We never know either. And then once Paul Gallant got a cease and desist, I think that ended the chance of him filling in on the Blitz till September. Oh, no, they announced it yesterday on the air.
Business out there.
They announced it yesterday on the Blitz. AJ and Fred.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and they also took another parting shot at 610 for being so petty.
Did they?
Yes.
They're probably like, oh, really? You're going to make fun of Stoner and Camel Juice? Well, guess what, pal? Cease and desist.
Camel
Just juice. Like our ratings. They've ceased and desisted.
I'm not going to go there.
All right. We're not going to do that. We're not. Again. I'm not going to spit. Yeah.
4 days is enough, bro, isn't it, on other
shows? I go to find Brandon to ask him if the shirts are ready. And I walk by the side studio over here, this next one, the old Sports Map studio. Yeah. And I hear myself. And I was like, that's not, what is that noise? I knock on the door and air opens up. I was like, why do I hear myself in this room? He goes, oh, I'm working on stupid stuff. You're definitely going to be on stupid stuff this week for the stuff you said on the show with AJ. I was like, oh.
Oh, Aaron's doing it for the Blitz?
Yeah.
I mean, if there's that in the title, there's got to be you in the audience.
What, stupid stuff?
Yeah.
God. No more coffee for you.
No, it's been working well today. Woo!
You get so extra on coffee. I don't like it. I don't like it. See? Now you're...
I just made SportsCenter, or whatever this show is. Yep.
Why?
Teenage me in a ball boy uniform on Michael Jordan's first game, Bulls-Bucks, at home in the Mecca.
You were really on the screen?
I was sitting on the court with my legs folded.
You could see it? You were looking for it?
No, I know those highlights because they use them a lot. It was Jordan's first Sports Illustrated cover, too, and it was all shots taken from that game. I got to find that Sports Illustrated somewhere.
What's weird about that? How old were you?
Oh, my God. Like 13 or 14.
His head size, 15. Same since then.
And I told you, if I ever go bald, I'm going to be the next spokesperson for Jack in the Box. I have admitted that. Thank God I didn't go bald at 21 like my dad, because I'd already be doing burger commercials.
Well, you could follow up with Fred and get the whole...
No, I don't want to do Jolie Sharker.
Did you see his... I was like, oh...
AJ said he looked like LeBron James.
He looked like he got scalped. Like he was riding the range.
But once
and
the
got
shower
scalped.
Cap... I literally, that's why I said he looked like Freddie Shark, because once the shower cap filled, like the top fin, when he put that thing on to card his dome... I was just, oh, not Freddy Shark.
Nice.
All right, we'll be back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick just called you not hot.
What'd you say?
Well, he said hot, and then you belched twice really loud. Yeah. He had to turn you down, and he was like, not hot.
At least I didn't do it on air. I was over here.
Oh, you did. The
Could
second
you
one you
to
did.
Throw up until we're like in the middle
I'm
of a commercial
throwing
break?
Up. I was just... Guys are so aggressive today.
Even Steve from the Houstonian was making fun of you. I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The fact that he texted
Call me Ed Helms.
And he texted me the picture of Ed Helms for you.
Man, Todd's cold-blooded, by the way.
I saw that tweet.
Yeah.
Pink Valkyrie was like, when are we getting our shirts, Todd? And he was like, wait, y'all were serious about one shirt? Oh, boy. Good luck with that. I think it's really cool that if you win tickets on the show, you get a shirt.
Yep.
That's awesome. Now, the question becomes, because Lauren Pope said, hey, I need to know, are we supposed to buy the shirts, or are they giving out the shirts at the listener party? Because I need to know if I need to bring money or not. That I don't know.
Just give me the money, and I'll tell you if they're free or not.
Oh, no.
Why? If it's any one of the three suspects, who are they going to trust, me, you, or Joel?
Me.
Oh, completely disagree.
That's easy.
No.
Yeah.
Well, they're certainly not going to trust you, Nick.
Why?
I would
why?
Say that's true.
Huh?
I would say you're right.
Yeah.
Twitter poll.
Of who they would trust. You always go to the Twitter poll. It's like you. It's
I'm not
like,
scared.
It's
I'm not
like
scared.
It's like there's something going on Twitter where you text all your friends and be like, hey, go vote on
Look,
this
I'm
for
not
me.
The IT guy. You're the one who can manipulate all this stuff.
Nope.
Not
I
that
don't.
You haven't manipulated the system the entire time since
How
you've been on the
How do we
air?
Know you're not like behind the scenes working with Daryl Morey with all these Rockets bots? How do we not know that?
Me?
No, I was talking to Barry.
See? Just stop staring
and
at
Joel,
me, Barry.
Yeah, you
I
too.
Thought you were talking to him.
No, yeah, I was talking
you know
to you, Barry.
Why would
tight.
I be behind the scenes blocking my
Because you're the only
bots?
IT guy here.
This is why no one would trust you with money. Are you understanding what you're saying? I would block my own bots?
No, I'm saying you're probably this behind all these bots that we're getting from Rockets.
The ones that I block and bitch about every day. Yes.
It's a front.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, my God. You were just... I don't even want to say what you would spend the money on because you're going to get mad.
You don't say it. You don't.
Why would I get mad? Tell me one thing.
Ah, oh, here we go again. I don't want to. We had a good day. I don't know. I don't want to make either of you mad. Joel's been picking on me all day, and I'm fine with it. I don't want to go. I don't want to make him mad.
I have.
I mean, dude, you were doing sound effects during my read.
It was fantastic. Ping, I was ping, enhancing ping. The read.
What are you doing over there?
Was he really doing
yeah,
that?
I was talking
to Steve.
Off. Yeah, you didn't shut my mic off. So every time he said, like, this kind of gun, I was like, pow, pow. And he was like, do this. And I was like, ping, ping,
ping. I'm trying to be professional. A professional radio guy. I got the dude from Police Academy over here. Bing, bing, bing. I'm like, what the hell is going on right now? Like, why do I have this dude from Police Academy doing these sound effects? What was that?
It's like a flamethrower.
I thought you farted. Also, the same thing, though.
Well, that was the...
It's a flamethrower. Either way.
Yeah, Nick, you know...
See?
Me and Daryl hang out all the time, so I'm very in tune with his bots. But, I mean, yours wins Way Back Wednesday whenever we have a poll.
Well, I took it down for you, sir. No Twitter poll for Way Back Wednesday.
That's a good move.
Right?
Yeah, that's
for Joel.
True. Yeah, that's
correct?
True. Because he always lost.
That's at least every time.
Some. That's not true.
Joel, you've never won a Twitter
You're
poll
like
for
two
Way Back.
For 76.
Should we go back and check the records? Because I have them all. And if we look at it, based on every week, I've got the winners and the losers. I know where I stand.
I was off air. Shut up.
You didn't hit the dumb button,
did
you?
I did hit the cough button.
Okay.
Did you hear it?
I did.
Yeah, but you didn't hear it on the mic.
Well, you just didn't ask me that. You asked me, did I hear it?
A Diet Coke really got me, boy. Oh, man.
You just got jealous that I had all the caffeine with the
I
coffee.
By the way, that vending machine, back to being a broke-ass vending machine.
What happened? It won't take your quarters?
Took my dollar. Took my quarters.
Nothing?
No phone number to bitch at, to call and bitch at him.
I took my dollar with no problem and gave me extra change back. I got $2 back.
You're lying your ass off.
It did take my dollar.
Did you see the guy that stocks it, though? He's like 6'9".
No.
Yeah, he's tall.
Is he skinny and tall? Or is he the big
older
and tall?
Guy? He's an older, skinnier,
tall guy. If he's old, I ain't worried about it.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, he's got that. He got that grown man strength. You guys gotta be worried about that.
Can hold his own.
That's why Barry Warner scared me. He's got that old man grown strength. I don't want to mess with all that.
You can go low.
I was talking to Barry Warner the other day, and he's like,
bro, off air.
And he was talking about the possible. He was like, "What do you think of the possible trade candidates for the Astros?" And he goes, "That DeGrom." I go, "Who?" He goes, DeGrom. I go, "You mean the bride and DeGrom?"
And Noah Syndergaard. Yeah, nope, that's like, not him either. Barry.
The bride and DeGrom, and then you got a Syndergaard. You got all kinds of...
They might go after Marcus Strawman. Nope. You don't know any of these anymore, do you?
God, I was like, what are you doing?
I don't know, though, but they do need to get somebody to replace Shane Reynolds, Barry. The Astros have passed you by, bro. Noah said, "I've been listening to you guys and the show for about 2 months now. Y'all make the long trips at work during the day easier. Hopefully one day I get to come up to the show and talk some Texans with y'all." Well, we appreciate you, Noah. Thank you for listening. Well,
I hope you win some tickets to the listener appreciation party.
That's right. The number one show. This is a text. The number one show in Houston. The Usual Suspects with Barry Laminack, Jim Adler, and Unicorn Nick.
When it comes to the other shows in town, we hammer them every day for $9.43 and some pastries from the Houstonian. Call me now. Who are you, Nick? What are you supposed to do?
That was outstanding. I don't know. I love how specific the amounts always are.
How can we not have Jim Adler sponsor this show? All you Twitter people, get to Jim Adler.
Dude, maybe because you make fun of him all the time.
It's not fun. He's getting play every time I do the hammer.
You do the eye twitch.
I don't know.
On the video stream, and you want to get sponsored by Jim Adler.
No one knew
that. I don't understand
it. No one knew that, and you had to go and put that out there. No one knew
that. You don't think he sees the eye twitch?
I turned my head strategically to just look at Barry. That was it. And now everybody's got to know.
Holy crap.
Now there's a blooper reel on the video, and there's this.
Nick, will you do this? He's like, no one knew. Oh, you two. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Everybody knew the eye twitch was going on.
Nope.
Barry absolutely mentioned it before.
Barry knew?
Hey. He sponsored.
We had a chance to get him to sponsor the show, and now we hammered him. It's not going to happen. $4.63 is all it would have taken, and now we don't have it. Hammer him. Nick.
I'm telling you, this guy hates you, dude.
What's the other
guys,
guy?
Can we
there's
please,
another. There's
no.
The, there's the Texas Hammer.
Can we
and there's
please
the other
stop because he sponsors the TV show?
Does he?
Oh.
Yes. I won't turn my mic off. I want no part of this.
You're sitting here laughing. You haven't laughed. The video stream's got you in hysterics. Oh, all right, we got 2 hours in the books. We got 1 hour still to go. 60 minutes on the clock for the rest of the big show.
What?
It's the usual
Did you
suspect.
Need to dump that? The clock. Okay.
Bing, bing, bing. ESPN 97.5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.